Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com. Go.
Witness Full Service Radio.
Everybody, welcome to GTFO Radio. My name is Allison Lane.
And I am Paige Blissner.
GTFO Radio is a show where we talk about pop culture and politics from our beautiful female mouth perspectives.
Yes, that means vagina. From our vaginas. Female mouth.
Female mouth perspectives. Today is May 24th. It is almost the end of May. And 2018.
Wait, what?
Well, because then June marks halfway.
Like summer, like it's all
Jack's
over.
Like, what?
It's basically 2020.
I just got here.
Yeah, just so you know, nothing matters and it's all ending soon. So welcome to the show.
Thanks.
How are you feeling today, Paige?
I'm like really crampy.
I'm sorry, girlfriend.
It's okay. I mean, it's just girl problems, but it is pretty weird that we like still have to deal with period pain in the 21st century.
It's crazy to me that we don't talk about it.
Yeah,
as much. Like last week I was at work and I don't know what the fuck I was talking to my boss about. He was like, "Oh, is that the same shirt you were wearing the other day?" And I was like, "Hell yeah." He's like, "Well, it looks different." I was like, "Well, I was hella bloated like 2 days ago." So
oh, yeah, I'm so bloated right
now. I felt like fucking shit. So yeah, it does look like a different shirt.
Yes. I happen to be fatter today. My boobs are bigger.
My boobs were bigger 2 days ago. Looked like I ate 2 Chipotle burritos.
No.
But I didn't.
It's true. Like me at the end of the month is way different than me at the beginning of the month.
Oh, totally. My skin looks different. Yeah. My wig looks different. It's all weird.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. This is a show for my vaginas.
Vagina mouths.
Vagina mouths.
Female mouths, vaginas. Yeah.
I think we have a lot of very interesting topics today. This has actually been a, you know, and perhaps it's not a less depressing news week. Maybe I'm just getting used to the depression.
I think you're getting used to it.
I think I am too.
Yeah.
Learning to live with depression.
Yeah.
That's what it is to live in America right now.
It's like a new Zoloft commercial. Do you suffer from depression? Just ignore it.
Good tip.
Yeah. Facts.
Fuck it.
Here's some ice cream. I actually don't have a topic for today because they're always sad.
The theme, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? This week actually is not that terrible. Not that bad.
Well, there
only one death.
I have to. Well,
just kidding.
Just kidding.
There's a lot.
There is. I did kind of. There's so much that's been going on since Trump became president. It's like the same stuff, you know, like with like the Mueller investigation.
It does seem sort of redundant.
Yeah. So I'm like holding off on trying to discuss anything until we know more.
Fair.
Because it's just like
responsible.
Well, it gets exhausting. Then you sort of get this like news fatigue from trying to keep up. And I don't want to suffer from news fatigue because I want to stay informed. So
you do want to stay informed. And I was actually thinking about this yesterday as well as we continue to do this show and we continue to discuss news. Like, how do journalists not get depressed? Like, you cover the same thing over and over again. You get a little bit more information every time. Not significantly different, but you have to keep like searching and discovering and like.
That's funny. There was, I don't know where I saw this headline, but it was something about how journalism in the Trump, during the Trump administration is like really exhausting and how, I didn't read it. I have it on like my saved list. Something about.
It's really cyclical. Like nothing is like Russia. Does somebody have their security clearance? Is this a lie? Is this like. And it's just like the same thing that's happening over and over again. It's like the story's not changing. Nothing like progressive's happening.
Yeah.
And in some ways, it's actually just regressive and is weird. It's like writing history backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't call it's myself like, a journalist, so I'm not sure.
I feel
like, I mean, ultimately, it's kind of like, it's their job, so.
Yeah.
Just do it. I mean, there are a bunch of journalists that fucking die because they're just trying to do their job.
True.
Which is really sad. So it's like really sad for, you know, like an entire Trump administration to like try to discredit journalism.
We're going to get into this later, but the storytelling that journalists do is super important because
it is,
you know, looking at like how the Reconstruction of the United States, like the period after the Civil War is actually written.
Mm-hmm.
It's written to be like, in a lot of like history books or the ways it's taught in at least the public school that I went to,
mm-hmm.
it's seen as a hopeful time.
Yeah.
But really it was pretty destructive and not even low key terrorism, like full on terrorism in the United States.
Yeah.
But that's also like based on like how journalists wrote about it or, you know, the historians chose to tell those stories.
Yeah. Very, very true.
Yeah.
It's everything's biased.
It is biased. And the storytellers are the most powerful people in the world. Because people die, but stories don't.
Stories don't.
Hey. Okay.
Should we just jump into it?
Fuck it. Yeah.
All right. So, as we are all aware, the NFL just announced new rules for standing while on the field during the national anthem.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. So the NFL has ruled that players no longer have to stand on the field during the national anthem. They are more than welcome to stay in the locker rooms instead of protesting on the field, which the NFL owners obviously do not want. They say that it's politics don't belong in football, guys.
Right, so we're going to do away with all those military marches and shit?
Because NFL players aren't people, you know? They are a commodity to these NFL owners.
I can't believe Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job.
And did you see that there was some report that came out this week that said that he was always seen as a starting quarterback? So they can't even say that it was because he's not, you know, talented or qualified. And this entire time that he's been blacklisted from the NFL, he's been training. So he's actually prepared to go back on the field and be just as great as he's supposed to be.
Nice.
Which is great, but it's also super sad because he's missing out on so much shit.
I mean, yeah, it's really, really.
I hope he goes down like a Muhammad Ali, you know? Remember when Muhammad Ali was protesting, what was it, the Vietnam War at the time?
I don't remember.
He was protesting the war.
What was the book? Ice or something?
It was Vietnam.
It was Vietnam War. It's in the 60s.
Yeah.
So, and he was very vocal about it. And he was, he eventually turned his image around to being who he is today, the greatest athlete ever.
Yeah, he spent like a whole year exiled, basically.
Yeah. Definitely hurt him. But, I mean, how long has Colin Kaepernick been off the field? It's been about two or three years now.
It's been a minute.
It's been far too long.
He's 30 right now.
It's been, well, I guess at least a year.
I think it's been at least 2 years.
Yeah, it's about 2 years. 2016 was his last season.
Yeah.
Damn, to be fair, he had kind of bad season that year.
He had a bad season, and that's what they tried to, like, if you had just left it there and, like,
No, it's some bullshit.
It's not that anymore.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
He's very prepared to be on the field. How many years did they give RG3 and he sucked? Remember him?
Fuck football.
That was his first year. In his first year, he fucked up his leg.
Yeah, he sucked, though, right?
No, he was supposed to be really good, and then he broke his leg in the playoffs, I think.
Oh, okay. I just thought he was...
I was there.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was like blackout drunk, so...
Oh, so you remember all of it.
I literally... it took me like 10 minutes to realize what had just happened. Because I was so drunk.
You're like, what happened to his leg? Why is it backwards? Why does he look like that?
Like, everyone went, oh! And I was like, what? Oh, like I did not know what happened. It's not funny because it's sad.
It is.
Sorry
sad.
That happened. But
3 years ago, RG3.
Yeah, it was like a long time ago.
Anyway.
Yeah. So that sucks.
It does suck. But that goes into what I was saying before. Like, you're trying to take the story away from the oppressed people. You're trying to make this like, you're trying to make them seem like bad people for wanting to use their platform as an athlete, to advocate, you know, equality.
Yeah.
Like, what does football even have going for it anymore? Like, there are concussions and murders and they're fucking doing this. Like,
well, that's the thing. They are like,
damn.
They are struggling with maintaining and growing their audience, you know, and like as people get older and die, the people that are like still watching it, like they need new fans, and they're finding it harder to do it.
Have millennials been blamed yet for the demise of the NFL? Because I don't know what a sport is still. I still don't know.
I mean, I personally think that professional sports are like a waste of fucking time, and it's really just all like a diversion for you to not pay attention to like real world problems.
I still think it's some sort of slavery.
I don't know. Basketball's tight.
Yeah, that too.
Basketball's
yeah.
tight.
Yeah, I don't fuck with basketball.
But imagine
either.
If you like took an energy and like focus on what the fuck like our administration was doing, and we like had networks that like treated information about current events like that. I don't know. It would just be. I feel like we would be like a lot more self-aware of.
Cancel football.
Well, speaking of which, the Caps won last night, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, which is really awesome. I'm super stoked for them. Wow. Love hockey.
I love hockey. Oh, my God. Ovechkin.
We somehow managed to make all that like real sad. Sorry, guys. No, sports are fun. Recreational sports are great. You need diversions.
I think sports are great. I mean, athleticism is something that we should celebrate. And if we look at athletes as role models, you should want to excel in some sort of physical fitness and community activities.
But on the politics tip, like basketball coaches come out and support like activism and
that's because if
like
black people NBA aren't supported so in the NBA, they ain't gonna have no NBA. You gotta help black people at the NBA. Lots of like white football players in Texas that you could start, you know, bringing up if you wanted to.
They suck.
If you really wanted to, but they don't want to because.
Yeah, I feel like football is definitely more of like a American high school pastime thing than like a basketball game would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like Friday Night Lights, like that's like
depends on where you're from though.
But it's like think about the South and the Midwest.
Oh my God, not
Friday
even the
Night
South.
Lights,
exactly.
Like,
where I'm from, right outside of here, in
the South.
Am I from the South?
Yes, we're in the South right now.
Oh, whatever. I was gonna say I'm just real country, and like our football team was everything.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
This is the South?
Yeah, we're technically in the South, dude.
Technically, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you, like, when I was at Ohio State, people would say that I had some, like, weird, vague Southern accent.
I went to West Virginia, and everybody thought I was country, and I was. And I was like, that's really harsh coming from people from West Virginia. Y'all ain't shit.
We love our Southern listeners.
I do.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a segue into the next topic, but I can't.
Okay, well,
hit it.
So, I think it was yesterday a federal court judge ruled that Trump, the president of the United States, cannot block people from viewing his Twitter
and
feed.
And I LOL'd so fucking hard.
Me too.
That was so funny. I was like, you can't be petty.
Yeah.
You petty
bitch. What was the reasoning? Is it because like the president's supposed to have like open communication to all citizens or some shit?
Like, yeah, it was like since he's been using the platform as a way to like convey, I guess, like information, and he was blocking people because of their political views, and then they therefore weren't able to respond and like voice their opinion, which is, you know, every American citizen's right. You're allowed to be able to voice your opinion. He can't do that.
Right. That'd be like sending, like, you write a letter to the White House and they send it back and they're like, nah, we don't fuck with you.
They wipe their ass. They literally shit on it and send it back to you.
Yeah, like they have to.
On Amazon.
You're not
Prime.
On the list. Sorry.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah.
But is that going to change the way that he talks to people? And is he able to ignore?
Well, no.
He's not able to ignore his critics anymore,
well,
basically.
Well, that's the thing. He should have just ignored them.
Yeah.
And not said anything, which is his right to do so. Like, he can just ignore it and not respond.
So.
But he went ahead and blocked them, which he can't.
So how's Melania Trump's Be Best campaign going?
Yo.
Because, like, that would definitely fall in line with what her campaign's supposed to be about. Ignoring online bullying and then honestly, like, engaging in respectful dialogue on the internet.
Yeah.
Which her husband has not been able to do ever in his life.
They're totally going to get a divorce when this is
done.
She
faked that kidney surgery. She was just like, I just need to get away from you.
That's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
She's just sitting in the house like, I'm going to just cut right here. Oh, fuck. My kidney fell out. Let me go to the hospital for a week.
Oh, my God.
Went to the school nurse like, my stomach hurts. I had to go home.
Oh, my God.
That's fucked up.
If she's in the hospital again later, that's what she's doing.
Bitch, you lying.
Oh, man. Wishing the best to you, Melania.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. No, I don't fucking give a shit.
I wonder what their prenup looks like. Like, how much money is she going to get from this?
They probably renegotiated a lot of money for her because she did not sign up for this shit.
Oh, not at all.
She was, like, visibly pissed. She had someone, her, like, actor stand-in.
That shit was so funny.
So that she didn't have to be there.
What an exhausting life.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever.
Speaking of exhausting, the royal wedding.
There's a segue.
Happened.
Oh my God. Is exhausting because you had to wake up at 5 a.m. to watch it here in the States, or exhausting because it was a whole production?
It was a whole production. Didn't watch it. Don't care.
Oh.
Shit, you, me, both.
Well, okay. Well, I care just because Meghan Markle is black enough for me because she's half black. And her mom wore her hot ass locks to the wedding.
Was
also,
dad not allowed at the wedding? Did that happen?
No, he didn't come.
Wow.
Prince Charles walked her down the aisle.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
That was the one thing about the wedding that I thought was weird. I think they definitely tried to balance, like, their two cultures. There was a black choir that sang Stand By Me, which was really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And all the women had their beautiful protective hair fashions, and they were fantastic. I was only there for the black women's hair. Yeah. I don't know if you can tell this or not. Serena Williams wore very long cornrows and twists. It was super sexy.
I didn't know she was married to one of the Reddit co-founders.
Yeah. And they have a sexy ass baby, which is sounds weird to call a baby sexy, but they have a sexy life. He loves her so much.
No, I think that's
their
really,
Instagram
that's
is
really sweet.
Their Instagram is fantastic, and like
I just love that she married like a computer nerd.
But she's dorky as shit too.
I know. That's
it's so weird.
I mean, I feel like if you're like an athlete, you gotta be like fucking nerdy. You're like geeky about something.
They're so geeky.
Yeah. No, I think that's really
so
cute.
Geeky.
I think it's sweet.
Watching their Instagram, they're like it's just like you guys would not seem to be like to the outside person who doesn't like talk to people, like you would be compatible, but you're so fucking weird. There's nobody else for you.
You're both weird.
You're weird as fuck. You guys deserve each other.
That's funny. No, I don't mean to like disrespect like the actual wedding. It's more that the amount of attention that was spent on it here in America.
Well, they did the same thing for the less attractive one. Was his name William?
Even and Kate? The more important one, royally.
The more important one, royally, the less attractive one sexually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know they just had another kid?
I did know that.
Yeah. What's his name?
George Henry. I don't know. Pick one of those names.
Prince Chad.
No, I don't think that's a royal name.
Oh, that's
name,
not a royal Chad, name. Yeah. It would be Chadwick, right?
No. You got to think about the lineage of British royalty.
Okay.
So you have like Elizabeth, Mary. Those are acceptable girls' names.
Biblical names.
Not necessarily biblical.
Joseph? That's biblical. That's not necessarily royalty.
Think of like other kings and queens that they've had. So then they would use those names because then they're like historically like family.
There
names.
Was a Prince Jeff. Jeff.
What?
In Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
Charles and George.
Charles and
Edward
George.
Edward and James.
There was an Edward. I said Edward.
You did not say Edward.
I did.
You said Joseph, then you said Jeff, you said Chad, and then you said Chadwick.
Those sound like Edward to me.
Damn, like every king is Henry or William or George.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, this is the same shit.
They're just
Henry,
like a
William,
pool of...
Henry, William, George.
There's a pool of like...
Gotta go back to the OG, like the Solomons.
Names.
Come on, let's go with that.
I don't know, that's weird.
That sounds too much like salmon, and that sounds like a delicious baby.
Charlemagne.
Yo.
That's a king.
Fucks with it.
For real.
Fucks with it hard.
Speaking of kings, Obama and his queen.
Oh my god.
Segways.
Signed a deal with Netflix to produce shows and films.
I'm so happy for them.
Yeah. Described as scripted series, unscripted series, docuseries, documentaries, and features.
This is one of the smartest things I think a president or ex-president has done. Ex-presidents always like start a foundation or like traditionally have, I suppose. Post-presidency, like Jimmy Carter Foundation, fucking the Bush Foundations, Clinton Foundation, they're all doing great philanthropic work. And even the Obama administration has launched one recently. And they hired, they have this ambassadorship with like 13 members right now from around the world. They're doing some really dope shit. But I think that this opportunity, which I don't think any other presidency's ever seen, to create media and content and stories is super powerful and super smart.
Yeah, they were, I mean, the Obama administration was like really applauded for bringing like the presidency in general into the 21st century, you know, setting up Twitter, putting all the whitehouse.gov and putting all of that information for people to make comments and start petitions and all of that.
They even had that South by South on.
Yeah.
Those that super big media, social media and video.
Yeah.
Festival.
And then like using social media to kind of like connect with people more, you know, using like Facebook, using videos and stuff like that. So this definitely makes sense for the Obamas to continue doing and like setting precedent for future presidents.
So it's really cool because I know that they're listening to us. Michelle and Barack, we are available.
We're hiring.
We're hiring you to hire us.
Full Service Radio is looking for Nisha.
That's right, yeah.
Please contact
Jack
Inslee.
A pitch I will accept.
That's funny.
Here at Full Service Radio. Yeah.
I mean, I'll just give you the whole thing if you want.
Take it.
Whatever.
Yeah. So I guess they've over their like 8 years while they were in the White House, they met a lot of really interesting people, and they want to take those stories and bring them to a larger audience. So I really like that idea because I'm like super into like human stories, because I think that's a really good way for us to better understand each
other. Yeah. You know what our loose theme is today? It's stories.
Stories.
You got it.
It is stories.
It's 11:24 and we have a theme.
We finally have a theme.
Oh my God. All right. Speaking of stories.
Hell yeah.
Here's a funny one. Zuckerberg on his apology tour.
Oh my God.
So here's how this story went. He went to the European Parliament and it kind of turned into this whole thing where he just sat there. And since Europe is fucking weird, what they do is they just have like all of their people in parliament and the representatives just like
eat sausage and pretzels.
They say a bunch of shit. Oh. They're just all talking over each other. And then they like go and turn. This time they like went in turns to like ask questions. And then it was finally Zuckerberg's turn to respond. And he's like, what? So he, of course, like only answered like a couple of the questions. Because it's like, if you're being grilled like that, like you're going to remember to answer everyone's question. Like, no. So then everyone, like European Parliament was like really mad because their answers or their questions weren't answered. And like, should stop being fucking weird then. So yeah, nothing really came of that. I just thought it was funny.
Well, nothing's really coming of anything except for we're all getting a lot of emails that our data is important to every app that we've ever used ever. That's really important.
Yeah. Well, thanks Europe for caring about our, social media security.
Yeah. Actually, how are they handling, this American net neutrality situation?
Well, so because we are, since we're getting all those new privacy update emails, it's because of Europe. Remember, I think we talked about this like 2 weeks ago or something.
I don't think we did, but continue.
I'm like, I don't want to contradict you. I think we did, though.
Girl, I don't know.
But I can't repeat it. I'm like,
why can't you repeat it?
Because I don't remember. This is why I write everything down.
Okay. Cool.
Whatever. But yeah, they're basically making it so that it's more obvious for people who are using these platforms to know when your data is being stored and used for other stuff. And
oh, and this is because of the Europeans.
Yeah.
Because Americans don't give a fuck about us.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Because we have representatives that are like, how do you make money? Yeah. Asking Facebook.
They're like, what that coin do?
Yeah. They have literally no idea.
That's real cute of them. Yeah. I think we should take a smidge of a break.
We can.
I need some water. Okay. So. Yeah.
Hey, it's my buddy Tony Quattro and the homie Nani Castle. Fuerza. Damn, y'all got a lot of plays on SoundCloud for this one. Allison approves.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Wow. Shit. Welcome. Welcome back to GTFO Radio. My name is still Allison Lane.
I'm Paige Blissner. I used to play that song like all the time when I was DJing. I don't know why.
You said that like you're not DJing anymore.
I was going to say, like,
oh, yeah,
I did
say it. I like that.
We DJed together.
We did. Last week. On Saturday.
Man, that's so cool.
Yeah, you were there.
Are you guys DJs?
Oh my god.
Shit.
Shit. Y'all are fucking cool.
Wow.
It is 11:28. It's time to take a little break to talk about our studio guests. We have 3 today.
We do.
Yeah. So one's a human. Sarah Plissner.
That's my sister.
She's great. She's wearing a lovely Star Wars t-shirt. It's a cute ensemble. I like it.
Very cute blue skirt.
It's nice. I like it. Secondly, we have baby Ava. She's taking a little nap in her arms today. She's magnificent.
Sleepy.
She's very sleepy. Puppies get very tired.
You do.
And then we have our mascot, who actually just had a birthday. She's turned 10 years old.
Yay.
Dottie. Dottie's here.
She just looked at you. Happy birthday, Dottie.
Happy birthday, Dottie. You're looking
precious.
Fantastic. You don't look a day past whatever's young for dogs.
A day.
She's a great dog.
She is.
Oh my god,
I love her.
She's very great. Okay. So let's get into it. Sandy Hook.
Yeah, so storyteller Alex Jones
What a piece of
oh,
shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he is a piece of shit. he's being sued by families of 8 Sandy Hook victims and an FBI agent who
He's the person who said the children were actors.
Yes. He started spreading the idea that the children are crisis actors, that Sandy Hook didn't happen, and it was just a ploy for the government, or I guess the liberals, to use the narrative to take away guns from Americans.
Well, it didn't work, so.
No, it's really, really sad that they're saying that. It was this article in the New York Times. I interviewed this kid, Nate Wheeler, 15. It says, who hid in a school supply closet during the shooting that killed his 6-year-old brother, Ben, struggles to understand false online claims that both boys and their parents were crisis actors and that his brother never died. His father, David Wheeler, said in an interview, Mr. Wheeler has found messages on his social media accounts telling him that he will face divine judgment for lying when he dies.
That's awful.
It's really
As
sad.
As if he hasn't gone through enough with losing his brother, being in a traumatic situation of being shot at in a supposed to be safe place, a school.
Some of these kids are getting threats from these like crazy people that listen to Alex Jones and believe Alex Jones, saying that they're going to die. They're like going to kill them. They're going to hurt them. And these kids are like, what the fuck?
Alex Jones needs to take a fucking laxative and like... Just disappear.
Yeah.
How can you trust a man that yells so much? Have you listened to him before?
Yes, what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers and you bastards are probably going to end up...
Yeah. Yes. I don't trust that. It's
really frustrating.
It's so...
That's what I'm saying, though. We got to start making a show like that and see what happens, but make it from like a liberal perspective.
I can't afford that Allison. Amount of cocaine to do that.
Allison, you can yell like that. I know you have it in you.
Like I just said, I cannot afford the amount of cocaine for me to be able to do that show.
We'll put it on the expense account.
We just gotta get shots of testosterone.
Oh my god!
Right.
That's what we need.
We should get shots of testosterone. We should come in here with like huge strap ons, and just.
Which just has nothing to do with radio, but you just gotta like,
you know, it's for aesthetic. You gotta,
yeah.
Your dick has to obviously be huge for this.
Swinging.
Yeah. Got a big dick.
show's over.
Yeah. Show's over.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, so anyways, I hope they win, and I hope, I don't know, we figured out a way to fucking reel in these psychos.
Him? Fuck hit that dude. I haven't heard from Tammy in a while, but I know she got some water thrown on her, and everybody's freaking out about it.
Someone threw water on her?
Yeah. And then the president tweeted, you know, you shouldn't, like, harass free thinkers and shit. You're not free thinking. You're just a fucking crazy white person who has some shitty conspiracies about dark people.
Makes me so angry.
And children, apparently.
It's really frustrating.
You are physically frustrated right now.
It's really frustrating. Yeah.
Well, fuck him.
I know.
Do you have any people in your circle of friends that you feel are, like, borderline conspiracy? Like, these sorts of, conservative... rationalizers, I suppose we'll call them.
Not to that extent where they would, I don't know.
I have artist friends that are so like liberal and left and like it's almost in the same ballpark as that shit, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was like necessarily, I do, yeah, like everyone that I know that's could believe these kinds of conspiracy theories, they are an artist, like they're a creative type, which is very bizarre. But I think that there is the idea that not trusting the stories that were being told in general about history, you know, so you like get into like the idea of aliens and like, well, I mean, I personally like think 9/11 was suspect. I don't necessarily think it was an inside job. Do you think that there's things that I, you know, like are weird.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that the, what was it, like the, one of the planes, there's a theory that one of the planes during the 9/11 attack unloaded a group of passengers and then like flew, but then no one can find those passengers. I don't think that's, I think that's like a stretch.
Yeah.
I do think it's weird that Building 7 fell for no reason.
Okay.
I have heard of other people thinking that Sandy Hook could be a false flag operation. Not in a way to get...
What's a false flag operation?
So, like, they're saying that it's something that, like, really happened, but it was actually, like, the government who was behind it, and they're trying to, like, blame someone else. Mm. So, I don't think it was something where we were... They didn't... The people that I've heard explain that there were crisis actors didn't think it was a way for liberals to take guns away. It was more a way to sow more dissent amongst our population and it distract us from...
I believe that more than I believe that the children were actors. And yeah. That's because I feel like a lot of the people that have money, like the Goldman Sachs types and like the what the fuck are those, the Koch brothers and all those motherfuckers, yeah. I feel like they're definitely playing a hand in a lot of the pot stirring that's here in the United States.
Well, why do you think Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post? They all want to like control the stories that we're being told.
And that's why Twitter shit's so dangerous. And
yeah,
I mean, net neutrality is super important because what if these stories disappear or at least push to the bottom like they have been for
yeah,
ever,
like they
you
could
know?
Like, well, we're going to take forever to load stories from this website because we don't want you to see them. You know, there's like a threshold of how long you wait for a page to load.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just like not go to it if it takes more than like 2 seconds. Just saying.
That's, yeah. That's, well, I was going to ask that, like, how are you dealing with people like that? Because I'm finding it harder and harder to have conversations with contrarians. And people who are having like these wild conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I'm with
you. I'm just
on
like
that.
Listening to them. I'm like, all right, I get it. You're a super creative person and you're actually, your thoughts are interesting, but I think you're full of shit.
I had one friend who kept trying to convince me that the earth was flat.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Did you murder them?
I didn't murder
them. I guess
them.
You can't admit to that on air, but
no,
like.
We went to the Air and Space Museum and he would like we would talk about how, like, the shadow of the sun or something and how. That like translated into the world being flat. I was like, dude, that does not make sense. I was like, I really don't like know. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, it just didn't make sense to me. And I don't talk to him anymore, actually.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm cool to like talk about lizard people and shit and like
hell yeah.
The tall whites and like alien races
hell
really
yeah.
Controlling
serpents.
The government. Yeah, but
let's get it.
I don't think that's like as harmful as like trying to act like these 6-year-olds didn't die and like calling the 15-year-old a liar and a crisis actor when, you know, it's like I wouldn't.
That's not harmful.
Like, get deeper with your conspiracies, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, get more creative.
Get more sophisticated, you know? Get there. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we talk about Apple?
Yeah, real quick. So Apple, I thought this was funny because Apple in 2014 decided that they were going to get into the self-driving car business. And they were like, we're going to create, because it started out as a computer company. Mm-hmm. And then they fucking started making iPhones and changed the cell phone industry. So then they were like, all right, we're going to get into the self-driving car thing, make like the iPhone of self-driving cars.
Uh-oh.
4 years later, they abandoned that idea. They realized that it's really hard to make cars. Who knew? Let alone like autonomous cars. So they started enlisting the help of BMW and Mercedes. They couldn't come to a deal, so they finally made a deal with Volkswagen to help build autonomous cars for Apple.
That's funny that Volkswagen agreed. Isn't Volkswagen in trouble for something? Weren't they like fucking up with like emissions and
a bunch of other shit? Decades of lying about their emissions. They started the whole campaign saying that diesel fuel was cleaner when in fact it is not.
So Volkswagen needs this.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think for as far as like branding for them, siding with Apple is like a good idea.
Yeah. Brand identity is important to millennials these days, I hear.
Yes, it is. I mean, VW has other cars under. I think they have Volvo, and I think they have Porsche or something.
Audi.
Oh yeah, Audi. It's Audi. Yeah. So I don't know. Whatever. It's interesting though. See Apple trying to do something like reinvent the pencil.
iPencil.
That shit, I was like, nah, dude. It's fucking dumb.
But they do have a pencil, don't they?
Yes. It was like a huge announcement, and I was like, really?
I kind of want one, though. Oh, I was actually, I was just thinking, like, when we were sitting there, I'm like, I don't want to fucking write in this notebook. I just want to write on my iPad.
Yeah.
And then it turns into text. Does it do that?
Yeah, that's what it does.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I mean, it's a program that doesn't. It's not like the pen.
But well, I fucking need that.
The pen is like...
I am so sick of wasting paper and killing trees. Because the bees are dying.
Is that what you're
saying? That's what it's about. I'm going to take the environmentalist route on this one. It's not because I want a really fucking cool piece of technology. It's because I care about the environment.
Yeah.
I have so many notebooks that I just throw away. I would never throw away my iPad or my iPencil.
I think you might someday.
Shit, I don't know. I might do a lot of things.
Can't hold me accountable.
You never fucking know. What else do you got going on?
Did you hear about how members of Congress found their names on the comments on net neutrality?
No.
So like, some of these members of Congress found their names as like people who'd commented positively on the net neutrality bill when it was taking comments from the public.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And there's that whole thing about how it was down for a really long time, and they were using the positive comments as like a way to say like, no, this is what people want. And there's like theories that there were bots being used to make more positive comments than like actual real comments. And people were like, you used like my dead dad's name on this. Like, this is clearly not real. And nothing, I mean, they're still talking, they're still trying to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then these members of Congress just now found their names on it, and they were like, the fuck? 'Cause they know they didn't do it. So they've been trying to ask Ajit Pai, like, what is going on? And he's been super evasive.
He's like, I don't know.
He's like, not my problem.
He's not my problem.
Not my job.
I don't even know the internet. Fuck her. Ajit Pai is such a piece of shit.
I know.
He's such...
That fucking video he made.
Right? I was about to talk about. Like, you're so petty. You're so petty. You're so out of touch.
Yeah.
Dangerous people trying to change our stories.
Yeah.
Trying to change people's stories.
Yeah. I mean, I hope if... I don't know. If you're, like, from a state who has real representation and not from D.C., should definitely hit up your congressperson to tell them that this is important to you.
Okay. I think we should take a smidge little break because Brandon Weatherby again is not here yet.
Sweet.
Fantastic.
Mothership from Old Money. aka Sean Anthony Bay, who was here last weekend. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to GTFO Radio. Do you guys know what time it is?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did not have sexual relations.
That sounds like a lie. So it means it's time for Mentiras y Mierdas. This is the section of the show where we pick a topic and we discuss the lies and shit beneath said topic. This fun topic this week is... a New York Times article that we read. Fantastic. Title being, the surest way to face marijuana charges in New York, be black or Hispanic. Totally ties in with our topic of storytellers because people have been saying that black people are liars.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Brown people, I'm sorry. All of them.
The New York Times did their own studies following up on this idea where police were saying that more residents in predominantly black and Hispanic neighborhoods were calling to complain about marijuana, which would explain like the increase in arrest of black people and Hispanic people being arrested based on marijuana related charges.
But they didn't look at the coincidence of like black people living in places where like they have slumlords.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are calling about other black people for marijuana charges because, or I'm sorry, for marijuana in buildings because they have absentee landlords, or people just are just not responsive.
Mm-hmm.
So that increases the need to have a police officer involved, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's basically what they were saying.
Yeah. And I mean, the New York Times found that like literally isn't true, that more people were not calling from black and Hispanic neighborhoods, leading to more arrests. There weren't actually any more phone calls.
Yeah,
they were just being arrested more because they were black and Hispanic. So black and Hispanic black people were arrested on low-level marijuana charges 8 times the rate of white non-Hispanic people over the past 3 years.
Yeah.
And then Hispanic people were arrested at 5 times the rate of white people. And in Manhattan, black people were arrested 15 times the rate of white people. And so the police were trying to justify this by saying that it's because in predominantly black and Hispanic neighborhoods, they were being called more for these marijuana-related charges.
Yeah.
But they weren't actually being called more. They were literally just arresting black and Hispanic people more than they were arresting white people.
Yeah. Did you see the video? And this is not related. There's a woman in, I think, Nevada. That's what state Las Vegas is in.
Yep.
Where the woman...
We know stuff.
The woman who is yelling at a man who took a wrong turn, and she's calling the police and she's yelling, "Gun, gun." He doesn't have a gun. He's just in a fucking car and he took a wrong turn.
Oh, shit.
And she's calling the police. White people are just so afraid of black faces. They're just out here just lying and making shit up.
Yeah. It's like really speaks to like people's biases and prejudices and racism and how unaware, you know, even
they're
like
just so
a metropolitan area, how unaware people are.
It's funny because a lot of white people think that black people in their spaces don't belong there. So I do work at a restaurant and I walked up behind this white man because I work there. And he's like, "Oh my God, you scared me." And I was like, "I work here." You're obviously used to black people serving you. I don't know why you're surprised, but like, he was like so offended. I remember thinking, I was like, am I like in danger right now? Because he looked like ready to fight me. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why are you? He was just so surprised to see somebody that looked like me.
He yelled, "Gun."
he was like really tense. He looked scared. I almost wanted to calm him down. And I was like, well, fuck you, because I don't understand why you were so upset that I'm in this space. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know if you've ever like had that. I don't even know if you can have that experience where somebody's like frightened by your presence. It was just, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think you can have that. You can't, you will never have that experience.
Like,
where somebody's just like, where a white person is first surprised that you're there in the first place, and then second, scared that you're there. Mm-mm. And then they apologize out of nervousness. They're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, well, I don't know. Then don't fucking be scared of black people, you asshole. Like, check what's going on with you, not with me. But I think that's what's happening in New York.
Yeah. It's interesting that a police department will like justify it, and then that it's like not even true.
Yeah, that's the stories we tell it.
I know. It's, I mean, that's the thing. Like, people like continue to say that black people are more likely to be imprisoned, and you have conservatives that are like, well, it's because of like black culture and they do more bad things, but we have more and more data showing that it's not because of that. Like, white people will commit the same crimes just as frequently, they just aren't arrested for it as much as a person of color is.
You mean like a school shooting?
Yeah.
That was shade to America.
I mean, yeah, it's really fucked up. And it's weird that, I mean, I see, I'll like go to, I mean, I showed you that, there's that one like conservative girl who wrote some article, and it was really frustrating to read, but on her Twitter feed, she was like explaining how she was like agreeing that like the narrative is that like black people do more bad things, that's why they are in prison more often than white people, when like that's not true.
I think in the article they mentioned that white people smoke just as much weed and are at least confronted, I guess, for marijuana charges as much, but they're not as often arrested or fined for it.
Yeah, it's kind of like how there's all, as marijuana starts to become legal in a bunch of states and cities across America, you see all these white people being like, oh, these are like business opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking advantage of it. Whereas before, if you had like, you don't have as many people who like have already had that kind of experience in the business taking those same opportunities when they have the same
it's experience. The stories that the way we relay these stories are so powerful. I think it was Newsweek, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but on the cover it was a white mother and her baby. It was like the opioid crisis, sad face, all this fucking mm-hmm. It was like this beautiful editorial about like the opioid crisis and like the mothers and the families around it. But if you look at the 80s, what was everybody calling black mothers? Crack babies and crack moms and all this other shit and crack houses. It's how we tell the stories, and it's the same crisis. It's still a drug issue, and it's an mm-hmm. issue of like poverty and oppression, but it's just the faces are different.
Yeah,
I am now stressed out.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's
it's frustrating. And we say this every week. How are the oppressed people supposed to tell their stories and rise above this if we're so many other... And why is it really our problem to solve?
Yes.
It is? How? Telling our stories?
Yes. We have to rely on the Obamas to...
Oh, that's right.
...talk to everyone in America.
I don't need... I mean, I didn't want them to be my magical Negroes, but, like, I guess I need them to be my magical Negroes.
Be like, best.
Please be best. Oh my God, help me. Well, shit. I think we're out of time today.
Probably. I don't know
probably.
Where.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came in here.
Yeah. Okay.
They're fine. Well, coming up next is BYT Radio with Brandon Weatherby. And I like them.
Same.
They're nice people.
Yeah.
They've been nice to us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess thank you so much for listening to GTFO Radio today. Did you have a good time?
I did.
Wonderful.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GTFO_radio. We're live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern at fullserviceradio.org. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search GTFO Radio, or you can download our episodes from GTFOradio.fullserviceradio.org.
Thanks. Bye.